Could you hear that drink?
Yes.
I thought I heard it. Sorry about that, guys. I didn't realize how quick on the draw Dave was.
Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed.
I'm Jeff.
And also with us with a microphone, because he booked the studio, is Dave.
Hey, guys.
Sorry.
I feel like when he's on, he should introduce himself.
I really feel he should, but like I look over at him and he's just sitting there stoic. Like,
yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to be treated if I say, and I'm Dave. You're going to be like, oh, no one gives a fuck.
Dave. I know how you're going to be treated. Like shit.
Poorly.
Okay? Yeah. It doesn't matter if you say it or don't. So take your credit, man. You might as well step up to the plate.
I'm Dave. You can reach me at Dave in the Studio on Twitter.
There you
Shut up.
Not that anybody will.
Yeah.
Shameless plug.
Yeah. How are your 12 followers doing, Dave?
3.5, and they're doing well.
Great.
He's got less followers than I do?
Yeah.
Holy shit. That's some sad stuff right there.
Those are some horrible statistics.
I got to tell you, before we get into it, I have so much trouble with Twitter, like just keeping up. Now I get notifications fucking all the time for people like stuff that I'm mentioned in, and I can't even keep up.
And then you respond to things from the wrong account.
I did that one time, like
twice.
He holds that over your head.
He really does. Yeah. He's really never going to let me live that one down.
No.
Wait, I did it twice?
Yes.
When the fuck was the second time?
Last week.
I did?
Yeah.
God, I suck.
P.S. I'm at 36 followers.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
I thought you were at 3. I have like fucking 15.
Yeah, you do.
My fucking name's in the description. I can't get anybody to follow me. I guess because I don't put anything out there. I don't tweet at all.
I literally haven't tweeted yet. I've retweeted, but that's it. I haven't tweeted
yet. I can't fucking keep track of it. Twitter is killing me, man.
Well, it's because you're an Amish person.
I guess so. Well,
speaking of you being Amish, did you catch the Apple keynote today?
I did not.
Did you know that Apple is a company that makes computers?
Yes, I'm well aware.
All right, good. Just checking.
I believe my Macintosh at home is made by the Apple company.
Good.
It is.
Yeah, look at you.
Yeah, you know, I was getting some app or something like that, like a WWDC.
Yeah.
Or
That's what it was, the Worldwide Developer Conference.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
I thought it was something like, what would Jesus do? I just fucking ignored it. So.
You saw it, what would Dave do? You're like, who cares?
Yeah.
So,
Worldwide
Developer Conference.
Okay.
So, all the people that build apps for iOS and watchOS and all the other OSs show up. And
okay.
They say, hey, here's new stuff. You saw it, right, Dave?
Yes.
Wasn't it super exciting for you?
It was. I'm not much of with the stuff on developers.
Yeah.
But,
well, to be fair, there wasn't really much for the developers, and there hasn't been in a couple of years. It's really just more platform updates.
Yeah. New shiny things.
Yeah.
In the old shiny things that we have.
Right, yeah. Like, taking watchOS and making it 7 times faster, like, that's hard.
Oh, I was actually going to ask you about watchOS. Now, I'll preface this.
Yes.
Are you going to lay something on me for watchOS?
Yes.
Okay. Should I ask now, or do you have a...
Ask now.
Okay. So, I know that we talked about the Apple Watch.
Right.
Got it right. And it's one of those things where it will be good.
Yeah.
It'll get better. Maybe not. Maybe don't invest the money yet.
Right. And with the new updates, it looks like it's going to be getting significantly better very quickly.
Can you elaborate on that where I would understand what the fuck you're talking
about? Okay, so I try to open up an app on my watch now. And you know how you get the spinny wheel, a death on your Mac when it freezes up?
Oh, I get that all the time.
You get basically a similar thing that's just a bunch of dots that go around in a circle.
Okay.
So you're just waiting for things to open up, and it takes forever.
Sounds horrible.
It is. And that's why I don't use many apps on my watch. I just use it for, responding to text messages and stuff. And now, in the demonstration that they did, you press the thing and it loaded up because they're allowing what's called background app refreshing. So the application can pull new data as it's, not up. And that's going to make it so much faster.
Oh, so you don't have to, like, cold start every single time you go to run an app.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, what does that do for battery life?
Battery life, I don't think it's going to do too much because it's pretty much still pulling from the phone because it doesn't have its own data connection unless if you're using Wi-Fi.
But
so I'm imagining it wouldn't cause that much in the way of battery drain.
All right.
Hopefully.
So, well, first of all, so the watch has, the watch connects to your phone via Bluetooth.
Yes.
But it also has Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't even need to be connected to your phone if you're on a...
Right.
Okay.
If you're on the same Wi-Fi network, it'll still pick up and it can do some basic stuff, like pulling the weather if it's on a known network if you don't have your phone.
Okay.
Is it ever going to be like an LTE? Get an LTE signal in there? Or is...
There,
those antennas are tiny.
They're tiny, but they're also power hungry and also fairly restrictive on which network you can use them on.
Okay.
Okay. So before you get back to WWDC,
mm-hmm.
I need to know, this is very simple, when am I going to be able to use it Dick Tracy style?
Well, I mean, you could theoretically do it now.
I'll keep it in my pocket, but I don't want to have a full conversation. I want it to work like a fucking walkie-talkie. Like, I want to be able to, I want to press a button to be able to talk.
I mean, that would have to be an app that somebody would have to develop.
Can you develop it?
I'll try. I'll see what I can do.
Put in, you know, talk to somebody.
I'll make a call to the fine folks at WhatsApp and see what I can do for
you. Yeah, do me a favor. Put it out there for me in the nerd ether.
I'll bring it up at our next meeting.
We're like, some guy wants to take the cutting edge technology and use it like a fucking walkie talkie. Can we do this for him?
Now, do you want like the Nextel sounds?
I would rather the old walkie talkie, like,
that. Make it retro, get the hipsters real excited about it.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, it'd be pretty sweet.
Do you think they'd be more excited about? If Nextel was still a thing or if walkie-talkies?
Walkie-talkies. Absolutely, yeah. I mean, if they're that getting such boners for vinyl, then you'd have to go for walkie-talkies.
Wow, I guess I'm part hipster.
Mm.
Hey, it is what it is.
Yeah.
All right, so you're going to put it out there for me. We're going to get a Dick Tracy app for the walkie-talkie.
Yep.
That works. I even want the face to look like Dick Tracy's wrist communicator.
Wrist radio. Yeah. I used to want one of those so badly.
Oh, my God. How bad?
That's what I wanted for the future. I wanted jetpacks and that. And
that's absolutely.
Barely got that with this watch and no jetpack.
I hate the future.
Future is stupid.
You're a couple of years younger than us, but you remember Dick Tracy?
Not too much, no.
All right.
I'm too young.
That movie was awesome when we were little. I haven't watched it since. It's probably fucking garbage now.
It's not, actually.
It's still good?
It's still pretty good.
Really?
It does hold up pretty well. I mean, you have to go into it knowing that it's super campy, but as long as you're not going in there being like, this is going to be the Batman Begins of Dick Tracy movies.
No, absolutely not.
You know, it's fun. It's still fun.
So are we going to have a remake at some point?
Probably not.
We'll... No?
Probably not. The rights are tied up between... I think Warren Beatty still has the movie rights for it.
Really?
Yep.
Damn, sell that shit. Make some dough.
He was thinking of doing it a couple of years ago with him still in the title role, and everyone was like, you would be better as Prune Face, buddy, than Dick Tracy.
I won't say what his role is because he's much higher than me at my company. Not that he fucking listens but at all. But... me and my friend Chris call him Lips Manless because he has that fucking like perpetual grouper face going on that like Lips Manless did.
Yep.
It's amazing how much he looks like him. Dave, when you get a chance, look up Lips Manless so that you can see what I'm talking about because the guy's face is fucking preposterous.
It is.
The one I'm talking about is a real human that just looks like that, which is crazy.
No makeup artistry whatsoever.
My dad's grandfather looked like Flat Top.
Nice.
Like, had that
same haircut.
Like, flat head and everything. So whenever we, you know, if we're talking about, like, the family history or anything, my dad hates when I do it. But he'll say something, and I'll be like, who did that, Flat Top? He's like, you know, if your grandfather heard you say that, he would be so upset. And I'm like, yeah, well, I wouldn't have fucking said it in front of Grandpa.
Yeah.
But I'm saying it to you. What are you going to do about it?
I'd wait till we were in, you know, a different room.
Yeah, exactly. I never called him Flat Top in front of my grandfather. I'm not stupid. So I apologize. I have never
apologized for bringing Dick Tracy into things.
I am really keeping us nearly coherent.
Well, that's what we are.
So bring me back to the WWDC.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I don't hear from you, I don't know what's going on.
It's true. You don't.
What do you got?
So you got your watch update. So basically, the watch is going to be updated to being what it should probably have been a year ago.
Okay.
When they were releasing it, because it's not great now. And, right. like, they're streamlining a whole bunch. It's like they basically heard all the complaints and were like, yeah, we'll fix that in a software update a year from now.
But now they're not making a new watch.
I'm sure they are, but they haven't announced it.
Oh, okay, that's what I meant. They have not confirmed a new watch.
No, there was no hardware okay. updates.
Now, when are you going to get this update?
That'll be in the fall.
Still some time.
Yeah. Really, really killing me.
So, did they give anything else? So, you don't know what kind of other apps and stuff are going to be there. This is more just an OS update
yeah.
to enhance performance.
Well, I mean, enhance performance, add some... one actual cool thing that they did add was that I never even realized in my head, because I am not in a wheelchair, but these things will give you a notification every hour at the 50-minute mark telling you that it's time to stand.
Oh, that's what like the Nike Fuel Band did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But telling people that are in a wheelchair that it's time to stand is a little harsh.
Yeah, it's cold-blooded, Apple.
And so, a lot of wheelchair people are using the watches because, you know, a lot of the wheelchairs, you know, they're tucking their phones, like, in bags and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pain in the butt to get the phone out. So the watches, it allows them to view their text messages very easy. So that's, like, a big market for them. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, but. Me neither. And when they brought it up specifically, I was like, oh, yeah, that actually makes a whole lot of sense. So they're updating it with activity tracking for... You know, pushing the wheels and stuff, and
the notification
and now the new standing notification is time to roll.
Holy shit! I was just gonna say, like, at 10 minutes to the hour, does your watch pop up like, "Let's roll"?
Yeah, that's exactly what it does.
See,
yeah.
And I wasn't going to say it because I don't want to. I know that we're big in the wheelchair community. I didn't want to insult anyone. So,
but yeah, it does say that.
It's awesome. I was actually pretty excited about that one.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. All right, so Apple Watch is covered.
Yeah,
it's gonna be
great.
What else did they give you?
The Apple TV, they gave us barely anything at all. You're going to have a dark mode.
I'm so excited for that.
Because right now the interface is all white and bright and annoying.
Gotcha.
So now you can turn it to being a black background, so it's not as...
obnoxious.
Yeah, that's a good word for it. I was going to say eyes bleedingly bad.
Okay, both work.
Yep.
I love Apple TV.
Me too.
Do you have the new one or the old one?
I think I have the third gen one.
Yeah.
So it is the old one, but not the really old one.
Yeah, it's not the second gen that can't get YouTube anymore.
Mm.
But yeah, no, I love the Apple TV. But the new one, honestly, kind of regret buying it.
Do you really?
I do.
I love it.
It's nice, but it's, for me, no better than the third generation.
Mm.
When you get down
I didn't
to
have
it.
The third generation. I came from, you know, first gen, didn't have Netflix anymore.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's really old.
Yeah,
the
new one is awesome.
I don't know if the fourth now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know if the fourth gen does it better than the third, but the Wi-Fi on the third generation sucks.
Yes, it is a better Wi-Fi chip in there.
So I actually may look to upgrade and get myself a fourth gen.
Do yourself a favor. Get the 32 gig, not
the
64
one. Yeah, you're never going to use all 64.
Okay.
Yeah. I regret buying the 64 gig.
Yeah, I was just saying, why do you need so much for that? Yeah, what the fuck are you downloading?
Yeah.
And it won't even let you download. Like, I figured there'd be tons of games and stuff that I'd be downloading. But
not yet.
Not only not yet, but the way that the thing is designed, it can only handle, you get like 2 gigs worth of storage per app.
Really?
So you'd have to have a crap ton of apps on there.
Huh.
It just makes no sense whatsoever.
Now, can you do onboard music storage and stuff like that? No. So, yeah, it doesn't make sense.
There's caching, but it's nothing like... You know,
and even a movie, you still have to stream that.
Yep.
You have to airplay that from your
laptop
or your iPad or whatever.
No, you can stream it directly from iTunes servers if you've bought it on iTunes.
Oh yeah. I'm not talking about those.
Well, if you have a Plex server in your house, you can also stream it from that.
All right, now we've gone way out the door.
Finally a use for my Plex server. It's just been taking up space.
You know how long Ed's been wanting to make a Plex server joke?
Oh, yeah.
I feel good, guys. Feels warm and fuzzy.
Does anybody who listens to this have a Plex server?
I do.
I figured that.
Yes, but you don't listen to this.
I don't.
You just make it, and then you can ignore it for the rest of eternity.
Jeez.
So,
They also make a new app that is a remote control for the
Apple TV. The new Apple TV remote app will have a Siri search on it, and you can also use it as the game controller with the accelerometer.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty dope. And also, my favorite thing is, you know how every time you get into like the FX app, you have to sign in through your provider, which is annoying and makes me want to kill myself because the FX app constantly knocks me out and then I can't watch Simpsons as I'm going to sleep, which is some bullshit. Sorry, get a little passionate about that. They're changing it to having you sign in once and it'll do it for all the apps that you have access to.
Oh, that's awesome.
And that's coming to the phone also, right?
Yes.
That is fucking annoying.
That's coming to the phone. That's going to the iPad. It's going to all of them.
Yep.
So you brought up remote, and again, I'm going a little bit off the rails here, but I love the fact that you have that different things have the Wi-Fi remote off of your off of your phone. Like we have Verizon as our our cable provider, so you can go into the Verizon app and you can control any of your set-top boxes. So I love like fucking changing the channel on my wife like while I'm in the bathroom and I'll hear it and I don't know why she falls for it every single time I do it.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
I thought you were gonna do it to your kids. I was like, that's just mean.
But no, I do it to them too. They don't have a fucking clue. But like, you know, I'll do it to my son. He'll get like real like transfixed on something and I'll just, you know, from the other room, I can hear that he's like really into it, or you know, he'll be talking back to the show, and I'll like change it. Or if it's something like if it's a movie that I know that he's watching, I'll fucking change it at the good part. And like, he gets so mad. And
I can understand why he would. You're gonna be stabbed in your sleep.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't.
And you wonder why they freaking go joust style in your nuts.
Yeah. I know.
Like,
I don't.
Seriously, dude.
I'm starting to piece that together.
I'm glad this is turning into a therapy session where you finally figure out why your children keep punching you in the dick.
A lot of repressed memories are coming up. Oh, but I do. I love. I. It's the simple things in life, like changing the channel on my wife when she has no idea what's going on, and hearing her call for me to ask me how to help her fix the fucking TV, or ruining my son's childhood. Either of those, both great things.
Yeah, you know.
All right, so. Apple Watch is covered.
Yep.
Apple TV is covered.
Yep.
What else do we have?
OS X, the Macintosh operating system that is now called Mac OS. Because
I thought it was OS X.
No.
It's always been OS X?
You're supposed to pronounce it OS X, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Roman numerals, man.
I knew it was a Roman numeral because my first Mac had OS 9.
Yeah.
So I knew that it was technically OS X, but I figured at this point they have released so many goddamn OS X, like every cat.
12.
Every cat 12 in the world, and now they're just coming up with names.
Yeah, from California.
What's this one now? Maverick?
Right now, El Capitan.
Oh, my God. What was Maverick? That three
was,
ago?
Yes.
What was after Maverick?
Yosemite.
I was going to call it Yellowstone.
No, it's a place in California. I don't think Yellowstone's in. Is Yellowstone California? I don't know. I don't know geography.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I was going to call it Jellystone, the park from Yogi Bear. So
Yellowstone touches a bunch of states. I think it might touch a bit of California.
I would prefer it be Jellystone. That'd be pretty great.
Although Android. That's more Android speed.
Yeah, but then instead of Finder, you could have the picnic basket. Oh, it'd be so great.
See?
Yeah.
All right. So before we dream up Yogi Bear based fucking OSs, what did they say about OS X, or what are they going to call it now?
It's now Mac OS.
All right.
Yellowstone is mostly in Wyoming, so
thank you, Dave. Just your Google skills never cease to amaze. They're doing a couple of cool deals with iCloud Drive.
Yeah,
now you'll be able to sync your documents folder in your desktop between all your devices automatically, which is great because I do that with a whole bunch of weird esoteric nerd shit.
Okay.
And now I'm not going to have to do it anymore.
Very nice.
That's a beautiful way to live my life.
Very, very nice.
It means Dropbox is going to be getting less of my money, but whatever. They'll get over it somehow. They're also doing where if you got an Apple Watch, you can walk up to your computer and log right in without actually typing in a password.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
My desktop at home recognizes my face and logs me in.
That's good.
Yeah. Anyway, not as cool as having that watch, though.
No. Now, have you ever tried just putting up a potato?
No. No, because I don't want to know the result. Like, if it logs in, I'm going to break the fucking screen. So, what are you trying to say, fucking computer? So, what else is cool about OS X, Mac OS?
Siri. It's coming to it. Going to have Siri on all your devices now.
Oh, that's great.
Yep.
So, I can have all of my computers tell me that it can't process my request right now. Whatever the fucking excuse Siri gives me.
Yeah. Yeah, more or less. Okay. I mean, allegedly, it's getting better. I mean, I think the train is out on Siri for the most part at this point, but whatever, they're still trying.
That's all right.
Woo! Give it the good old try. Oh, the other dope thing, universal clipboard.
So if that is awesome, by the way.
If I copy something on my iPad or my iPhone, I hit paste on my computer, it's there.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, we're really hitting the future now.
Yeah, we are. We're getting there.
Mm-hmm.
And, what was the other thing? Where they, old files will be stored in iCloud, so this way you'll...
Yeah, the files that the computer sees that you don't use often or you haven't used in a while, it'll just store it in the cloud and take it off the local hard drive, so that way it saves you space.
Which is great considering that Apple still sells computers that have 128 gig solid-state drive.
Which is ridiculous.
It's absolutely ridiculous, and the fact that they still sell iPhones that have 16 gigs of onboard storage is absolute bullshit. And
that'll probably change come September.
Allegedly. That was the other rumor on that, they're going to start at 32, which is about damn time, morons.
That's still not enough.
It's not. It's not. But
that's
what?
That's enough for my mom.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the problem is you start at 16 gigs and you have, on the 6S, you can take 4K video. That's like 3 minutes of video before your shit's filled. It's horrifying.
So... Speaking of iPhones and...
Yeah.
What about iOS?
Delicious.
Oh, wait. Are we done with Mac OS?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. iOS is going to be beautiful.
Well...
Except for messages.
Messages is going to be rough.
Messages is going to be the worst thing that has ever happened.
Give me the... You know what?
In possibly the world.
Give me the bad first. So, right. I guess messages is going to suck.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we should do the good first because messages is going to be a tirade of...
I feel like we've been playing with Apple's balls this entire time. Let's knock them down a little bit. Let's treat them like we treat Dave.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. What did they do?
Tim
is
Cook.
Messaging as bad as Dave?
It's worse. It's pretty much the... It makes Dave look good.
Wow.
So they've taken... They're building a lot of the stuff that's on the iPhone into a platform for developers. So they're adding a whole bunch of... application process calls to it. So you can build apps like that'll give you stickers for your messages so you can send a picture of, Finding Dory that's drawn by Disney that you paid, a couple of bucks for so that Disney can line their pockets. And so a couple of weeks ago, Google introduced a new app for messaging. That where you could choose like different size of your message window so you could show excitement, which I was sitting there being like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Until today, when you had Apple doing where you could have the window, the message bubble blow up to be big and then go back down to the normal size in the most useless form of animation I've ever seen in all my life.
Unbelievable.
It's horrendous.
They got some set of priorities over there.
Yeah. Yeah. Still having 16 gig phones, but let's spend all of our engineering time.
Yeah, maybe make it so I don't have to charge my phone 3 times a fucking day. I don't care about your stupid messages.
Or
preach, brother.
Yeah, yeah, seriously.
Preach, brother.
Nobody's going to agree with you more than Dave on that
one. Oh, my Lord. It was rough.
Yeah, no, it's... And there's... what else did they add? Where you can send... Oh, good God.
All right, so I think we're going to the same thing here.
Oh, God.
You can send handwritten messages? Is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah, where you can draw. And the thing that they had on the screen was just somebody, like, you know in, like, 1993 where you draw bubble letters in your notebook because you thought you were dope?
Like that S?
Yeah, like that diamond S. So somebody drew that and actually said dope in the middle of a conversation. And because sending,
I'm telling you right now, the only thing that I'll be drawing is dicks.
100%.
That's the only thing that I will be drawing and sending.
To be fair, that is 90% of what I send when I do the sketches on my watch. It's just dicks.
See?
To everybody.
There you go.
Yeah. It's beautiful. It's and I can send those now to the messages app on people's phones, so I can draw dicks on my watch and send them to your phone. It's pretty great.
I look forward to that. I thought we were doing the bad news.
That part is good. That part is going to be good for you.
What else is bad? The other animation where like the balloons come from the sky and then you can make it like a disco party from your emojis.
Where you say like Happy New Year and all of a sudden fireworks are going off.
Oh my Lord. It's awful.
Is that based off of like key phrases?
No, I think you had to you add that it. In. I don't think it was based off
they've made the keyboard more cluttered.
Yeah, there's now a little button where the microphone... No.
It's right next to the text bar.
Yeah, where the text bubble is. Yeah. Okay. Something else is now, and I can't think
of it. It's really dumb.
Oh, it's the camera. The camera that's next to on the left.
So now I have,
so now there's a little chevron pointing to the right, and you touch that, and then you've got all sorts of
animations.
Different shit you can throw into your messages
and
to
then
annoy
also,
the crap out
the
of
the thing
everyone.
That pisses me off, emojis now are now going to be 3 times larger. So your annoying friends that just send emojis all the time in every single text message, those messages are going to take up more room in the view, and you're going to fit like one message in the view, and that's it, because those damn emojis are so damn big.
Yeah. And you kids get off my lawn, and this ball is mine now.
That's going to be a problem for me, because right now I do the couple of equal signs, and then the fist, and then a couple more equal signs, and then a capital D.
You're not going to be able to fit more than 3 emojis in a line, so.
See, that's what sucks. Yeah, yeah. How am I supposed to draw a dick ejaculating on someone's face in an emoji?
So send them a picture
now,
of me.
Yeah, now you're going to have to draw it. That's the only way around it.
No, Android, here I come.
Don't say that.
That's ridiculous.
That's just horrifying.
They did do a few good things to messages.
They did. Except for the fact that now, instead of just having the person's name, it's apparently their contact photo and then their name written very tinily, not a word. I don't care.
Microscopically.
Yeah, it's small.
Ugh.
It's really annoying.
Millimeters.
Is there an option to not do that?
I'm hoping, because there's options to all the changes that they did in the last version that were optimized for the 6 Plus, you could turn off. So I'm hoping to God that I don't have to deal with that crap. But I will turn that off very quickly.
Yeah, that's miserable. Oh, another one of the bubble animations was the invisible ink.
Oh, good Lord.
I thought this was cool, and then Ed pointed out one huge, massive flaw.
So here's the thing. You send a picture, and it's like all pixelated, so you can't see what it is. Then you swipe on it, and then you see what the picture
is. It magically pops up.
Yeah, it's all magic. So Dave's sitting there being like, that would be great for people to send boobs. And I'm like, except for the fact that it looks like when you undo the invisible ink, it doesn't go back to being invisible. So you're just going to have titties boobs just all over the place.
I tell you what that is good for. My friends like to send horrible random pictures of stuff that I somehow always forget that they're assholes, and I open it during a meeting or while I'm in the elevator or something like that, and the 60-year-old woman riding the elevator with me is now all of a sudden looking at a 14-inch penis. She's horrified. At least now I have a little bit of a stopgap there.
The problem is your asshole friends
would have to be the ones to initiate
the, you know,
the invisible aim.
Fucking useless.
It does nothing for you.
Yeah.
So, messages is a shit show, and I'm not happy about it.
Well,
and
there is that one good thing.
Which one good thing?
The emoji thing where you tap a word.
Oh, that's right. The emojification was the word that they used, which will be in the Oxford English Dictionary by next year, I guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
So you type in, your message, and then you type you hit the emoji key, and it's going to highlight words that can be replaced with emojis, and you tap them, and it'll replace the emoji.
So you don't have to go searching through all those pages of emojis anymore.
So if I type shit, will that poop emoji come up?
I sure hope so.
I hope so, too.
Yeah.
I hope you can customize it the way you can customize certain
the shortcuts.
Certain text strings can make a shortcut. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hoping I can do that. So if I type shit, I can automatically pop that little poo up.
Yep.
That actually would be good.
That would be pretty, it'd be very handy. And I'll be able to, like, you know, type dick and an eggplant will show up. That would be just really handy.
Yeah, see?
Super convenient.
So, all right. So we have nothing crazy so far.
No.
But let's get to the good on iOS.
All right. So my favorite thing, the thing that gave me the biggest nerd boner in the world, you can finally delete the apps that come with the phone for the most part. So like Mail and the stupid Stocks app that nobody ever goddamn uses. Unless if you're a weirdo. They can all be deleted.
They can be deleted.
Don't have to have an Apple crap folder.
Can I delete Newsstand?
Well, Newsstand hasn't existed in since I was 8. So I believe you mean Apple News, and yes, you can delete that.
What did I? Oh, Newsstand, Apple News.
Newsstand was a different thing. They are bringing back. So Newsstand, you could buy subscriptions through.
Yeah.
And it failed. Failed horribly.
Yeah. Well,
nobody paid for anything. And it
was, why would you do that when you can get on the internet?
Yeah. So, they got rid of that in iOS 9. iOS 10, they're bringing subscriptions back directly into Apple News because it worked so well the first time. Let's do it again. Woo!
I got to find. There's a fucking app on. There's an app on here that I know I don't fucking want, and I got to see if I'll be able to delete it. I'll get back to you on it because I know that there's something out there, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, no, it's I sent that to you. I sent it to Dave in iMessage as a link, and apparently it didn't come up. That's gross.
I have a question.
I have an
this
answer.
Is something that I really want in,
yeah.
in messages. Sorry to go back to messages, but so now they have the what are they called? The when you send a link, it's like more
Live previews or something like that.
It's like a more
a rich preview.
Rich
is what they were calling it.
Rich previews or whatever. Is that going to get saved in details? Because there are so many times when someone sends me a link and then we start talking, whatever, and I want to go back. But it's such a pain in the ass to go
that
back and find a link. You can do it with pictures,
yeah,
and the like stupid audio messages that you can send. I want the links to get saved.
That would be nice.
That would be cool. Mr. Tim Cook.
Yeah, listen, Cookie Monster.
Yeah,
I'm gonna need you to get on that, please.
Guy with super colorful please. Shirt at the keynote today.
That was Eddie Q.
Yeah,
least favorite Apple executive of all time.
Well, if he can make himself useful and have them do that for me, that'd be great.
I will be fair to him that he is very useful, but he is essentially the used car salesman of the Apple C-level executives.
I tell you, the one chick that was doing the talking, she was awesome.
I looked that up. That is Bazoma St. John.
Wow.
She is my favorite person on the planet.
I've never been more entertained
since
Steve Jobs.
She's an Apple Music exec.
Okay.
She comes up to do demonstrations. She was absolutely on fire.
Oh my God.
She had personality.
Yep.
Which none of these clowns besides Frederigi do. Mm-hmm. She was entertaining. She was in control of the crowd.
Yep.
Which I haven't seen since El Jobzo.
Yep.
Croaked. It was good.
It was
she
really
was
good.
Awesome. Big fan.
Oh, yeah.
And
it was
her
awesome.
And her nails matched her dress, matched her Apple Watch band. Bless her heart.
I didn't notice.
I did because I am very special.
Mm-hmm.
You are.
That's fantastic.
I would not have noticed that if my life depended on it.
I didn't even know she had nails. I assumed just because.
You just guessed.
She's a human, so.
She has fingers, so you'd hope. You'd hope they're there.
Yeah.
So
anyway.
What app were you looking at, Jeff? Because you looked at me like you figured it out.
There is one. I want to get rid of iBooks.
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, you can get rid of Calculator, Calendar, Compass, Contacts, FaceTime, Find My Friends, Home, iBooks, iCloud Drive, iTunes Store for some reason, Mail, Maps, Music, News, Notes, Podcasts.
Oh, I can get rid of Maps?
Don't get rid of podcasts, people.
Maps?
Unless if you replace
it
with...
Wait for Maps before you delete it.
Yeah, Maps is getting good. Reminders, stock, tips, videos, voice memos, watch app, and weather.
All can be deleted.
Okay.
Yeah, basically everything besides Safari, the phone app, and messages.
Okay.
As far as I can think off the top of my head.
Not bad.
App store? Yeah, I know you said iTunes store, but
you can't
get rid
of the app store now. Because that's where that's the mechanism for updating things. So that would be too integrated into the system.
Cool. I figured that. Just wanted to make sure.
Yep.
So why don't I want to get rid of Apple Maps?
All right.
Because
so,
I want to get rid of fucking Apple Maps.
Okay.
What do you use right now? I'm just curious.
Google Maps.
All right. Yeah, I use Waze. So.
I use Waze also, depending on what I'm
How
doing.
Far the drive is.
Yeah, Waze is pretty great.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
I do love it. Maps. What did they do in Maps?
Well, I know the one thing is they added the rerouting for traffic.
Yep.
They do that like Waze does, so that's solid, I think.
Yep. You can do... It's another one of those things they've opened up to developers, so you can like make reservations through Maps. You can see where your Uber is through Maps.
Okay.
You can request an Uber through Maps.
Yep.
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of weird using a GPS device to get someone to drive you around, but...
Well, I mean, how else are they going to find you, Dave?
That's true.
That's true. Although that's what the Uber app does now.
Yeah. Right, but it'll...
But it'll all be in one. So that one way app, so you can just not have to use the Uber app.
Right. No, I'm just saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there'll be other apps that... Developers that make apps for the Map app.
Yep.
Wow, that was a lot of rhyming.
That map was. App.
App.
Apps for blap. The Map app. All right, so overall, nothing seems revolutionary, but were you pleased or displeased?
It's less about being revolutionary and more about taking things that are stupid and horrible and making them better.
Right.
So Apple Music getting an overhaul.
There's one great thing in Apple Music, and this was my thing that I got a nerd boner on.
Dave messaged me the minute there's going to be lyrics support in Apple Music.
Yeah.
So you can just pull them right up.
Oh, that's
Dave
cool.
was just messaging awesome. Me, being like, oh my God, there's lyrics in Apple Music. Like,
I'm so happy.
Yeah. Dave's finally going to know all the words to Hybrid Theory by Linkin Park.
Absolutely. It's taken me years, and I'm... Just barely past the first verse.
All these years, Dave has been dying to know all the lyrics to Puddle of Mud's debut album.
Quite honestly, it's the Creed album that really just boggles my mind is the lyrics.
Yeah, it shouldn't. Yeah. He over-enunciates every word on that album.
But yeah, I was really excited about that.
I'm also excited about being able to use 3D Touch to clear all my notifications.
Ah, yes. I didn't really care about that.
That's because you don't have a phone with 3D Touch on it.
Sure.
A lot of the things that they were initially, they were talking about interface enhancements, and it just seemed like they were doing, here's a whole bunch of shit you can do with 3D Touch because we swear it's a useful feature and not just a gimmick we threw in.
What the fuck is 3D Touch?
Okay, you have a 6S, don't you?
Oh.
All right, so on here... If I press down, like if you press down on your phone, it just goes into the bubbly thing.
Or
you can delete things. Mine brings up little submenus.
Ah, I gotcha.
Yeah, it's been about as useful as a second belly button, more or less.
Or a first. Once you're born.
Right. Well,
that thing should just smooth right over.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You know, if a first belly button is useless.
Right.
How useless is a second belly button?
It's not at all.
It's Dave useless.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I am a second belly button.
Or a second belly button is a Dave. It depends on how you look at it.
I think either way, it's just downright mean.
Yeah. That's true.
It is. I'm not a nice person.
I think next week I'm going to just come in just spitting fire at you guys. At least Ed.
I'm feeling like it's going to be real weird and I'm just going to be quiet about it. I don't know why.
I await
Oh,
this.
I'm going to be spitting fire. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh. You just wait, Dave. I will get you at some point.
So happy with the WWDC?
Yeah, more or less.
Good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. How about you, Dave? Were you happy?
I'm excited for certain things. The messages thing, which is the most used app, I think, on any device. It's the most, and that's the one that they made absolute garbage. So that kind of pisses me off.
Yeah.
You know, like make. I don't know, the mail app, garbage. I don't care. But messages, I use that every time. Like every day, the first thing I use is messages.
Well, you know what? Wait and see when it comes out. Because if you have a lot of control over it, where it doesn't necessarily change things too much, I mean...
That's true. There could be some accessibility options that'll turn it off. Also, if you have responsible friends that aren't going to be dickheads with it, then you might be okay.
Well, who the fuck needs friends like that?
But like I have, that's it. That's one thing.
Yeah, that's.
But
that's
then
true.
Also, like I have like my niece and nephew, and
they're gonna love this shit.
And your kids, if they have like phones or iPods, whatever,
yeah.
And they're texting you, like they're gonna love this stuff.
Oh God!
And it's gonna be miserable for you.
Oh, all I can think about is my mom and my mom's cousin
learning how to use this.
Who sends a billion fucking emojis?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a nightmare. They're going to be three times the size.
Yep.
It's going to be miserable.
Can't wait.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be so good. The fall is going to be a magical time for us, you guys.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, what else? Do we have anything else?
Not really. It was. And Siri, they're opening that up to developers too. So hopefully, again, Siri could become useful.
You think someone's going to, like, you know, insert Mr. T's voice for Siri?
Oh my God. Do you know how much money I'd pay for that? It would be a lot. I would happily, if Siri would, like, just give me directions and be like, I paid a fool to don't turn left. Yeah. I'd be so happy.
I'm actually quite happy with my British woman. I just fucking wish that they told me anything. Yeah. Every time I ask them for something, they can't process my request.
What are you asking for, Jeff? Yeah, I hate to ask this question.
I ask them to look, look something up, or, you know, what is, you know, it doesn't matter. I say, like, you know, what is this? And they're like, oh, I can't process your request. And I'm like, well, fuck you, Siri. Like, what good are you? The only thing I don't even ask it anymore. The only thing that I use Siri for now is when I'm in the car to have it play a certain song.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, I use that.
I
use it to call.
For getting directions. To be, like, when I was picking up Dave earlier and I got just detoured by some cops that were in the middle of the road. That was fun. I had to, you know, Siri that. And on my watch, text messages will dictate.
Okay.
Pretty sweet. But other than that, yeah, Siri's just kind of, eh.
Yeah, I'm not.
Not really feeling it. But other than that, I'm looking forward to being able to unlock my Mac with my watch. It'll be hot.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. I feel like that is something that you would love.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And deleting all those stupid-ass apps that are just sitting in one folder.
Right.
Oh, and Apple Pay is going to the web. That's true, too.
No, we didn't cover that, yeah.
What is that?
So, you know what Apple Pay is?
I do. I use it all the time.
Okay, yeah. So now, on your Mac or, you know, wherever you are, you're ordering things on a website, it'll come up with the Apple Pay button. It'll show up on your phone, verify it with your thumbprint, and it'll pay.
It's kind of like PayPal now.
Yeah.
I use that. Zappos does that.
Yep.
You can actually pay with Apple Pay on there.
Yeah. Through that app, but now you'll be able to do it through their website.
That's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's okay. Pretty dope. That is going to be the single fastest way I become broke. It's going to be horrible.
Aside from buying all the Apple things to use the Apple Pay on.
Yeah. Yeah, after, you know, I buy my 500th iPhone, it'll be good.
I'm surprised you don't have a front door lock that you can open with your watch.
It's because it's $229 and...
I feel like that would never have stopped you before.
Yeah, but I also don't like the way it looks. It's stupid. It's got touchpad and crap. I don't want that. I just want to be able to walk up and...
Oh, they have that new one that just has that little blue light in it. And you go, boom, right up near it.
Yeah, but if it's not HomeKit enabled, then I can't control it from the Home app in iOS 10.
That's a question I have.
Yeah.
That new developing for kids, like, is that something that idiot me and Jeff can do? Mm-hmm. Or
yeah, they're going to be releasing an app called Swift Playground. Swift is the programming language for iOS. And yeah, it's supposed to teach kids how to program, but yeah, it could be anybody.
Hey-o.
I can make an app where it's just me and you guys, you know, like our fans can smack me in the face with paddles. We can develop an app.
I'm going to use it. I'm nearly coherent app.
I now want to develop that so badly.
Yeah, I'm using it to build the Dick Tracy app.
Nice. There you go.
That's it. I'm taking it upon myself.
Do it.
Sounds good.
Make me proud.
Dick Tracy.
Mm. If you get it working, I'll even pay your developer fee. So you can submit it.
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah. It's $100, so it's not really all that expensive.
That's not that bad.
No.
Still surprised that you're stopping at not getting a Bluetooth front door lock.
It's not just me. If it was just my house, no problem.
That's a good point.
Yeah, they also use the example with that thing, with the whole, like, you can talk to the guy delivering your package thing, where you can, like, they're like, oh.
Which is Dave's personal sexual fantasy.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, wait a minute. So, and this is the example they use. They go, and you can even unlock the door, so that way they can put that package right inside your door. I go, what UPS guy do I trust enough to fucking let them in to drop off a freaking porn that I ordered? Fuck you.
It's not the UPS guy. It's the pizza guy that you don't have enough money for, and you're going to have to figure out how to tip him somehow.
Like, seriously.
Come on in. I'm just slipping into something more comfortable.
And what UPS guy is going, like, all right, yeah, I'll go into this person's house. Like, I don't know. It's just weird to me. That's a.
I think what they were going for more was that you could see who is at your door, and if you weren't at your what you're saying is exactly how it came out. I don't think that was their intention, but that was in fact
how they worded it.
Kind of how it was presented. It was a little uncomfortable.
It was.
Ugh. Yeah.
And the guy was wearing like the brown suit, like UPS.
Yeah.
So that's why I went UPS.
Like Doug Heffernan.
Yeah.
thank God I can finally find a way to let strangers into my house. Thank you, Apple.
Yep.
That's what we've all been waiting for.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Privacy, baby.
Yeah, who needs it?
So, yeah, so. Right. Now Apple can hack into my phone and let people into my fucking house for me. Thanks a lot, Bin Laden. So... All right, well.
Yeah, so that's that.
We'll call it a week.
Yeah, we'll wait for next week for Dave to really just ride me like a douche.
$2 prostitute.
Yeah.
Let's see how it goes.
Yeah, it's going to be. Actually, I don't think you're going to do it next week. It might be 2 weeks.
It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, who cares?
One day, when I learn how to speak.
Yeah, I guess he's going to come at you.
He is.
One day. I'll make sure you're not expecting it.
All right, good.
And I'll make sure you're like dazed and confused.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
If maybe the studio could smell like asshole, it would be great.
Anyway.
All these jokes will make sense soon. All right. That's it. I'm going home.
Yeah, me too. See you guys.
He's my ride, so. Yeah.